Oh, for crying out loud. I could count the number of times I'd ever left California on one hand. And now here I was in the bustling port in Amsterdam, waiting to embark on campus on board, surrounded by chattering classmates, aka potential new friends, about to set sail on the greatest adventure of my life for an entire semester, daydreaming about murder again. There was no stopping it. Every time there was the tiniest lull in my day, my mind would snap to vengeance. Murderous vengeance. It was getting exhausting, honestly. It had been 2 months since the love of my life, Silas, dumped me from my best friend, Lainey. Via text message, no less. He'd been spending the summer interning at her dad's pharmaceutical company in Boston. And yeah, putting an entire country between me and them might strike you as a recipe for disaster. But I never in a million years imagined it'd end that way, let alone at all. Silas and I had fallen in love at first sight, like that cheesy stuff that happens in the movies, but real. It happened the first Friday of freshman year, when my new roommate Lainey dragged me to a frat party, wild and wicked, determined to break my lifelong sobriety streak. We'd been clutching red Solo cups filled with God knew what in the corner of some packed living room that reeked of cheap beer, tittering over the tequila she'd snuck in a flask, like that somehow made us fancier than everyone else. For no reason at all, my gaze had flicked over her shoulder, and there he was on the staircase, arms crossed, sans beverage, leaning against the wall as he scanned the packed room, tall, tan and lean, with this sharp jaw and thick, side-swept chestnut hair. Not a moment later, his sparkling hazel eyes found mine, like fate. I had no clue Silas was Stanford's newest baseball star. No idea he was destined for the majors and the fame and huge contracts that came with it. All I cared about was how his lopsided grin turned my insides to mush, how everything else in the room seemed to disappear. Even Lainey, even the bass blasting from a speaker perched on the windowsill next to me. He was my first everything. And then, after nearly 2 years together, 2 years of cheering him on from the bleachers, of clinging together beneath his bedsheets, of planning a future together, all I got was a stupid text. I'd memorized it, memorized every word, searching for meaning in the letters, hunting for some logical explanation. "Hey, Jade, it's over. We haven't been working for a while. I'm with Lainey now, and it's not up for discussion. We're both blocking your number, so don't bother trying." Brutal, I know. As for Lainey, my supposed BFF, she'd totally iced me out. No text, no DM, nothing. We'd been roomies since freshman year, though, let's be real. As the daughter of one of America's wealthiest pharmaceutical tycoons, she could have easily snagged a fancy off-campus loft. But she wanted a normal college experience, and what Lainey wanted, Lainey got. So she wound up in the dorms with me. I was as normal as they came. A broke nerd raised by a single mom in rural California who only managed to swing Stanford on scholarship. We'd instantly glommed together despite the differences stretching between us like a chasm. Me, eager to bust from my shell, a loyal confidant, a motivating study partner. She, a magnet for attention and an easy flirt, the way she'd flash her radiant smile and make you feel like the sun was shining at night. She was stunning, because of course she was, with her silky platinum hair, eyes blue as the winter sky, rosy high cheekbones, and rosier full lips. Forget the money. Lainey could steal your heart just by breathing, charm you with a glance, convince you of anything. She could get whatever the hell she wanted, even if she didn't already have it all.